To fully appreciate Walker's smaller government is better government pledge, you have to remember when he made it. In 2010, many voters were frustrated with government. Republican voters were mad at government. Conservatives attacked government at Tea Party rallies like one in Madison, where a guy dressed up as Thomas Jefferson and told the crowd that they were slaves.
This government is claiming to be all-powerful, and you are its slaves. Are you ready to give up liberty like this?
No!
Even Walker, who's normally reserved, was piling on in speeches like this one at the Republican Party state convention.
We're going to take all those big government liberals and load them up on a train and run them right out of town.
The smaller government pledge clearly worked for Walker in 2010. The question 4 years later is, did government get smaller? Responses were all over the place at a recent Dane County farmers market. Ernie Pearson of Baraboo says he likes the idea of smaller government, and broadly speaking, he thinks the governor achieved it.
I've worked in the private sector my whole life, and to be competitive, you have to run fairly lean, and I think that our government needs to operate in the same way.
Jeff Bybee of Middleton is unimpressed. He says the term smaller government is completely relative.
That's not measurable. And so, again, you're back to a rhetorical argument that's just basically trying to evoke an emotional response. Yes, we need smaller government. Everybody can relate to that, whatever the heck that means.
Indeed, people who research the budget for a living say the same thing.
Yeah, frankly, I don't know how you measure it. That's a totally subjective statement.
John Peacock is the director of the Budget Project at the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. He says one way you can measure government is to look at the budgets the governor has introduced and compare them to overall personal income in Wisconsin.
And by that measure, we are spending a little bit less than we were a few years ago.
Todd Berry with the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says it's not really the state that's gotten smaller.
It's probably fair to say that local government has been more on hold in terms of size than state government.
Take school districts. Revenue limits signed by Walker forced schools to reduce property taxes a couple years ago, and they allowed a modest increase this year. Ken Bates, the superintendent for the Green Lake School District, says his school has felt it.
We've reduced administrative staff, we've reduced clerical staff, we've reduced custodial staff. We're getting smaller, but how small do you get before you don't exist?
But there are a lot of factors that go into budgets like Green Lake's, some of which have little to do with who's governor. And this is why measuring Walker's small government promise is so tough. But if you boil down state government to factors Walker can control, and you don't adjust for inflation, you see a government that's growing. The number of general fund state employee positions has inched up under Walker, and the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau says actual spending in the general fund is projected to be almost 10% higher at the end of this fiscal year than it was in Jim Doyle's last budget. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.